Recalibration Matrix is sponsored by Discount Games, Inc. and Muzon Minis. Discount Games, Inc. offers the maximum allowed discount on Marvel Crisis Protocol. When you order $30 or more, you will receive free domestic shipping. Visit us at www.discountgamesinc.com. Muzon Minis creates the highest quality gaming accessories. You can buy our product at www.museonstore.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Recalibration Matrix. I am your host, Jay Larson, and joining me this week, as always, is your friendly neighborhood,
Greg Webster.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, Jay.
How are you?
I'm good. I just took my kids to see the little bat colony fly out from underneath a bridge in Houston, and that was really fun.
So I went to, I think it was War Games Con or something like that in Austin, and did like the touristy watch all the bats fly out from under the bridge. And so is it basically the same thing in Houston?
It's pretty much the same thing, just less. It's by a speedway, like one of the faster roads in Houston. So there's less like Austin has cool restaurants and a really big sprawling park along it, and this is more of a, you know, like hike and bike trail. But it's nice. It's mostly the same deal. There are apparently hundreds of thousands of bats, and they all mostly come out at the same time, and you can just watch the swarm.
Nice.
Like bats out of hell.
Well, that's appropriate for today's episode.
That's right, it is.
So, I will, I need to forward you a video. I think it's the Dodo who makes it. Mm-hmm. That it's, so there's this, like, bat refuge or something like that, and one of the inhabitants of it is like this 32 or 34 year old fruit bat, and he's like so old he can't fly on his own. And so like his caretakers will get a hold of him and hold him and walk around the room holding him, and he's like flapping his wings happy, like imagining that he's flying, and it's like super cute.
Oh my god, that sounds adorable. Yeah, so, posted in our Discord so that we can see it. And for those of you who haven't followed us on Patreon and backed us, we just recently rearranged things. So it is at a lower price point, and you get our bonus episodes and you get next week's episodes. So please help us out by supporting us on Patreon, and you get all the secret, sweet information that's going on in there. We're having a lot of really cool discussions. Like today they showed us Lockjaw, so there were over 200 messages about like all the list ideas and strategies that people are already trying to come up with for that good boy. He's the goodest boy.
He is a good boy. It's also pretty spicy giving three power to someone nearby him.
Does he give three power to someone nearby him? He gets three power if he activates.
Oh, he gets three. Okay.
If he activates, or if he's powering up within two of someone, I think. There's a restriction on it, but it's like really easy. He's gonna have four power every turn. Nice. It's gonna be amazing. But yes, that sounds amazing. Please give me that link, Jay. I wanna see it.
It is in the chat already.
Yay! Awesome. Thank you. So today we are talking about Ghost Rider, who I was really surprised to find out that people think he's bad. That kind of came at me.
As a blindside?
I was shocked because I think he's really good, but maybe people are just playing him wrong. So we'll talk about that in the bonus episode. But to get set up, we are going to talk about the Garth Ennis comic book.
Okay.
So, Jay, do you know who Garth Ennis is?
No.
Okay. So Garth Ennis, so when I was a little kid, well, probably when I was a greasy teenager, there was Wizard Magazine, which is like the comic book magazine, and this magazine was where I found out about a lot of the like most popular comics going on at the time, and like it was a lot. It was almost like it was like a guidepost to like me finding what were the like popular comics at the time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Garth Ennis wrote a comic called Preacher. It's currently a TV show that finished with like 4 or 5 seasons. But Garth Ennis wrote Preacher, and Preacher was for a long time like just one of the most popular comics. And I believe he went from Preacher to writing a Punisher comic that was very like, you know, mature and grown up and brutal. He then after that wrote Ghost Rider, which is what we're talking about. So this is a writer kind of at the top of his popularity writing a comic that's his style. Now, I believe this is me going off the top of my head. This is a Marvel Knight comic. So Marvel Knight was kind of like a darker imprint. And not all the Marvel Knight comics exist in the like main Marvel universe.
Okay.
Like they didn't always have to like follow continuity or connect with other things. So this is Ghost Rider. It's called Road to Damnation. But so quick plot synopsis. Ghost Rider is in hell, and every day he tries to escape the hordes of hell, and get to the gates. But every day he is taken down and ravaged by all of these demons who chase him. And then they do horrible things to him, and then the next day it happens again. It mentions they've been doing this for 2 years. And so basically we see that there are two angels talking next, Malachi and some other angel that doesn't matter. So Malachi's in trouble for some reason, and he needs someone to catch a demon called Kazan. Now, they talk about how there's an archangel, and they kind of do a little bit of plot synopsis here where they're talking to each other and they explain Ghost Rider's origins. And they talk about how there is a demon named Hoss, and there is an archangel named Ruth hunting Kazan, and they cannot let either of them catch Kazan. They need someone else so that Malachi's okay. And so they basically tell Ghost, or Malachi tells Ghost Rider, I will help you escape hell, and if you capture Kazan first and send him to hell, I will release you, and you can go back to being Johnny Blaze. Kind of like, I'll cure your curse, and you'll be out of hell. So this kind of starts a kind of a very typical like Garth Ennis-y story where there's a road trip of some kind, a journey, and we see Hoss is a big fat guy riding a car, and he's attacked by some gangsters, and he kills them and mutates one of them in a stupid way, which is another like Garth Ennis thing. He does like really stupidly immature things, and kind of treats them seriously. So he puts the guy's head up his own butt and calls him Butt View and makes him his like minion. Ruth is riding a bus, and so they are both trying to get there. And so it shows that Kazan was summoned by some evil oil executive who is basically going to ruin the earth so that he can walk again. And so the journey goes, and they run into Ruth, and Hoss and Ghost Rider end up fighting Ruth and then teaming up because they're, you know, they both want him in hell. So, they go, and it's a lot of like over the top violence, fight scenes. And so Ruth fights her way in. And then Hoss and Ghost Rider break in. Hoss fights, Ruth. And then Ghost Rider he reclaims his motorcycle, which Ruth had stolen. And then he goes up to fight Kazan. Kazan tells Ghost Rider that Malachi was lying, and he doesn't believe him. So Ghost Rider fights Malachi, and Malachi shows that he was a no, not Malachi, sorry. Kazan shows that, you know, he's an angel kind of creature. But, you know, Ghost Rider and them still send him back to hell. And then so it show there was another subplot about a priest assassin who had to kill Ghost Rider to send him back to hell. And so that priest assassinated Ghost Rider right after he sent Kazan to hell. And then the priest dies. And so you have basically Ghost Rider going back to hell, Kazan going back to hell, the priest assassin going to hell for selling his soul to a demon. And then so at the end, we have these scenes where it's like, the assassin is like, did I go to heaven? And the demons are like, yes, no, psych, ha ha ha. We're going to torture you forever. This is hell. Which is another Garthianist thing where it's like very silly immaturity, I guess. I don't know what to call it. When it's like being dirty, like trying to be like, this is so dark and mature, but really poop and pee pee, ha ha ha. Like that's kind of how Garth Ennis feels sometimes. Like that's his style, and he does it so seriously. Where he's like, I'm gonna tell a story, and then I'm gonna put. Okay, did you know? Did the demon make an airplane joke? No, not demon. The evil oil executive is like blah yes. blah darkness uh-huh. darkness, and then he makes and he says and don't call me Shuri. And I'm like, you put an airplane reference in there, like. I'll open the eighth portal of hell and will sacrifice all of the earth to, like, blah, blah, blah joke at the end. And you're just like, that. It's so weird sometimes. But anyways, back to the story. And Ghost Rider's in hell, and he's like, what the fuck? I did the thing. And then the angel appears and is like, haha, I tricked you. I just needed you to do it. Nobody can escape hell. And then I kind of like that. Ruth, like, appears behind him and rips his wings off. Because they, you know, they figured out by that there was something weird going on. Why? Who sent Ghost Rider? And so it turns out Haas and Ruth had teamed up. And so Ruth just ripped his wings off. And now he's sentenced to hell as well. And so then it kind of goes back to the where we started. Ghost Rider is still racing to the gates of hell every night. But now he's dragging Malachi behind his motorcycle. So he's kind of like, I've got this jerk with me, torturing them as well. So this was a very like
it also very,
almost edgelordy dark comic. I don't mean it in a purely negative way, but it's very dark and it fits these like jokey bits, and there's some immaturity sprinkled throughout it. Jay, I would love to know your thoughts on that, like the tone. How did what did you think? How did it go?
So actually the word that I was going to say before you said it was edgelord. And it does kind of feel like it's both the art sometimes, the tone, the things in the writing. It felt sometimes like it was like this teenager who was like writing this comic or story and was like, you know, thinking he was being so dark and cool and you know, etc. Mm-hmm. It did kind of have that feeling to it. There were some things that I did like about the story a fair bit. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I thought that the twist where, like, you know, Malachi and the demon were brothers, and that they were, you know, had been working together to promote each other. I kind of like that twist, and then the twist at the end where Ruth and Haas were also working together to help each other, I also thought was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. There was some stuff like, for example, as near as I can tell, the whole, let's say that I had a third nipple, and it was my superfluous nipple.
Okay.
That's
yes.
basically, exactly what the preacher plotline is to this story. Like, I have no idea why that was included in this story.
Yeah, I think they just needed Ghost Rider to die at the end to get the ending he wanted, and he decided to add the preacher in as a wild card character.
Okay, I guess it was just really weird. I don't it. Yeah.
I did wonder if I had missed a page when they, like, introduced the preacher character. And, like, that character is weird to me.
Yes.
So it's clear that he wants to go to heaven. He wants to, like, earn a redemption. But we start the story with him blowing up his congregation. Like, that nobody knows he left. And I'm just like,
would anyone care that you left?
Yeah, nobody cares. You just, like, they even, they even have, like, a person being like, hey, are you gonna, like, are you done? Should we go? And just say, yeah, I'm done. I'm sick. I'm sorry. Right? Like,
Go have a Sunday picnic. It'll be fine.
A preacher ending service early is not something, like, worth raising suspicion and ruining your mission to go assassinate, like, Ghost Rider near Dallas. Like,
I randomly have this bomb set up in the basement of my cathedral for reasons.
Yeah. And
it didn't hurt
Catholic,
so
I guess he's a priest, right?
I
guess there's a you're not going to be the Pope reference.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's weird. I agree. And that character is probably the weakest part in that it's just completely inconsistent, and I don't know why. Like, it is the way it is. But
okay, so next thing on my pet peeve list.
Uh-oh.
I've bitched about this on a few different episodes, but the dialogue that Haas did, it almost like hurt my eyes trying to read his quote unquote dialect.
There was one speech bubble that I remember reading, and I was just like, Jay's gonna hate this.
Yes,
but it was the one
I did.
That really got to me.
Yeah,
I think you're just a little sensitive to the like crappy Southern like dialect thing.
Yeah, I am.
It does not bother me at all, and maybe that's just like years and years of reading X-Men comics and having to read Rogue.
Or maybe it's because you're a Texan, Greg.
We don't talk like that.
Sure. Uh-huh.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
another
Garth Ennis trope is you using the South to be like a shithole place that shithole things happen in.
Okay, sure, yeah.
And like the best that he ever shows like Texas is like, this is a humble, hardworking, small town full of rednecks. and then, I don't know. That's a very Preacher thing as well. If you've read Preacher, this almost feels like a side story to that in some ways.
Huh.
Because that's got a lot of, like, heaven, hell.
Sure, yeah.
And like, the humor in Preacher can be worse than it is here. Like Butt View is really silly. I'm not okay with Butt View.
Okay.
The guy with his head shoved up his own ass.
Yeah. Talk to me about the artist. Like, is this how... Like, the art is very different from most Marvel comics. Is it similar to Preacher?
No, not at all. This art... if you read the articles, the letter section in the back, there's some stuff about how he's like... They make a big deal that this is a digital painted comic. So this is like when most people were still doing comics on paper, he did this digitally. So I think that's pretty cool. I know that he did a lot of he does a lot of like that style, the dark, a little bit over the top. He did a comic called he did a Carnage comic too. He's done but this is kind of the style he has. I believe this is the most popular comic he's done though. Like, he doesn't do a ton of comics. This is just, they picked a dark artist and he did all his work digitally, so they made a big deal of it. Cause at the time it was a big deal.
It was a big deal. Yeah.
It was like 2006 or 2005. But
like, there were, especially like on some of the, so like Malachi and his little Angel Bros face, like the proportions just seemed weird sometimes with those two in particular.
I think that's to show they're inhuman.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that could very well be. It was also like it almost felt like. So have you watched? I mean, I guess I haven't watched this. I've only at least this far. I've only read it, but have you watched The Expanse?
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess spoiler alert, if you're not through the first season of Expanse or read the first book.
Oh, be careful, Jay.
There's like this fleshy alien thing, right? And it's kind of the vibe they went for with the demons in this, which seemed like kind of a weird choice to me.
I liked all the demonic stuff, the mutated human look, where they're like, you know, either too stretched or like there were a lot of, you know, like weird connections that shouldn't be, and yeah, I liked that. I thought that was really good.
I think I just would have preferred like this demon was like looked more like the demon in Fantasia or something. I don't
like
know.
More of a classical demon.
Yeah.
But I mean that's kind of a story plot point, right? That this is a, you know, this is an angel who is a corrupted angel in hell who doesn't right. have like a demonic body, so he made one out of these corpses and it looks all messed up and weird. I think I like that. I thought that was actually fine. That was cool.
So have you read much Ghost Rider?
I have, yes. I've read a fair amount of Ghost Rider. I haven't read every, like, it was not something I read a lot as a kid, because we've talked about this before.
Right.
Your grandma's like, wow. But yeah, no, I read a fair amount of Ghost Rider.
So would you say that the rest of them are kind of similar to this? Was this one an outlier?
This one is kind of cranked up to 11. There are other comics where it's like Ghost Rider in hell, but they are nowhere near as like graphic. And the gross out humor is very, Garth Ennis and like his style. And in fact, like, I'm pretty sure that the whole like angels and real demons thing isn't even a part of the actual Marvel universe. Johnny Blaze, I'm not 100% sure because sometimes they change it, but I'm pretty sure Johnny Blaze made his deal with Mephisto and got his powers from Mephisto, not like a curse or anything. And like, I'm not sure that there are angels in the Marvel universe. There's like, they've made it like a realm. There's a realm called Heaven that's connected to like the Norse gods. And that's like where Angela was. And there are angelic angels, but they're not like the real angels from God. So I'm pretty sure this comic is not in the main Marvel universe. And it is very, I think cranked up to 11 is the best way to say it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it does just kind of feel like it's written by like a teenager who's like trying to be edgy. So, but there were aspects of it that I did like. So, all right. So let's go through some of our normal discussion points that we go over.
Yeah.
So first off, what did you end up? Why did you end up picking this one?
This was actually a fan recommendation, Jay. Okay. Who it was really like it was his favorite, and I'm sorry that Jay and I've kind of dug into it, but I think they're fair criticisms. It is Garth Ennis is one of the most well-known comic creators. And like this art, I like this art in general. There are some pages that were kind of like, I was like, ooh, or that's too much. But it's mostly Garth Ennis. I think he is such a big, he's such a big name in like the rise of comics in the like early 2000s, and this kind of shift to more, good independent self-contained style comics. And so I wanted to read this as well. It was either that or read his Punisher comic, and we did Ghost Rider first, so that's part of it. Also, I think, you know, the art's really good. When I was doing my research, I found out apparently the second Ghost Rider movie was based on this at first, and then it changed so drastically after the fact. But so originally this was going to be the second Ghost Rider movie, and I think it would have made a much better like PG-13 movie than what they actually made, because I don't know if you've seen the second Ghost Rider movie, Jay, but it is...
I've seen all of them, and they were poop.
It is worse than the first one, and the first one was not great, and like I wish they... I don't know, and I don't even mind Nick Cage. I just didn't like how they wouldn't commit to any ideas for why Ghost Rider matters, but...
I guess one other comment that I had on the art, and this might have been just my own fault or flaw or something, but there were sometimes when I would be like reading the comic that I would just have a hard time following the action of what was like something would happen in the fight and I'd be like, what just happened? Because I just had a hard time following what was going on sometimes based on what was going on in the drawings. So
I didn't have that problem, but
well, good. It's probably your veteran eye had no issues.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. Did you, I guess one last question on the art style. Did you feel like it was, I want to say ask like too dark, but I don't mean dark as in, I mostly mean like actual lighting, not as far as like mood or whatever, right?
It was really dark. Yeah. It could have stood to be brighter. Like it was a little hard sometimes to deal with it. Yeah. And I mean, if I wasn't reading on a backlit phone, I would have wondered if,
I mean, I'm not going to say it's the episode of Game of Thrones where it was like, oh, we're watching the night battle and we can't see anything happen because it's a night battle. But yeah.
So there have been a couple issues that I've seen on the internet about how comic book digital adaptations sometimes screw up the coloring.
Right. Yeah.
Because they were made to be printed with specific inks on like glossy or non-glossy paper. And so they specifically like figured out the best ways to do that.
Right.
And this is more obvious with old comics. So it's possible that the actual paper comic, it looked great.
Sure.
But yeah, I would, it was too dark. I agree.
All right. So any additional info on the, on Ghost Rider you want to
give to us? They kind of gave a cool background in this comic, which I liked, but it's basically, right, Johnny Blaze made a deal to save a friend with who he thought was Satan, and later you find out it's Mephisto because Satan's not real. And it was basically one of the things Mephisto likes to do is make like warriors, and so this was him attaching a demon to Johnny Blaze's soul. And so the demon's called Zarathos, and that's like generally that's how Ghost Riders are made, is you put a demon soul and attach it to a human and you get this like new warrior. And so like Ghost Rider is almost unkillable. He's as strong as the Hulk. He has like different Ghost Riders have different powers, but our Ghost Rider has like chain powers and he can spit fire. But the most powerful weapon is the penance stare, which is like you stare at someone in their eyes and you make them suffer through their sins. And it's like all of your sins at once. So even for a normal person, this is like really damaging and like can scar you mentally. But for like an evil person, it makes like bad guys feel everything they've done at once. And so it can like kill them or make them go insane. And so that's really cool. I really like how on his actual card, he has the penance stare attack is his big attack. But yeah, Ghost Rider is a really fun character that I like, and I'm glad he exists in Marvel.
Okay.
I think that in this comic, they did a decent job of like showing the human part. It's funny because he never turns into Johnny Blaze, but he acts like Johnny Blaze for the whole time. Sometimes when Johnny Blaze transforms into Ghost Rider, Ghost Rider's like a murderous psychopath. And Johnny Blaze does not want to do that. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes the comics are like, Johnny Blaze is like, I don't want to transform. And then something horrible happens and Ghost Rider like has to go wreak vengeance on the bad guys. And so that's kind of, if you've seen the movies or if you've seen like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that's kind of what we saw there.
I guess my only comment on like his origin story or all that stuff, is that like it feels like a little bit of a fail to me on like coming up with a reason why someone would sign away their soul. Like, yes, it sucks when someone gets cancer, but I don't think I'm going to be like, oh, you know, someone's getting cancer, I better, you know, summon the demon and sign my soul away so that they don't die.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's maybe kind of a minor quibble.
You know, I will say there is one weird difference. Johnny Blaze didn't save a friend. He saved his dad. So that is a minor weirdness that this comic has. Johnny Blaze's dad was the person he saved. So maybe that makes it, if that helps, but
like people's parents die all the time. and it sucks, but I don't know. Like, I guess mainly I'm saying I think they could have, like, you can come up with like some cool reasons why someone would be willing to like sign over their soul, right? But that one doesn't rank very high for me, and maybe that makes me a bad person to say, but I don't know. But also, like, so I say that, but I'm also in a position where, like, my parents are super old, and in fact, old enough that my mom is, like, most of her day is fairly painful, and she's also quite religious, and so she's like, you know what, I'm kind of ready for this whole death thing to happen. So, which is obviously a different situation than lots of people are in. So, I may be projecting too much of myself into it.
I feel like you might.
Yeah.
And it's a comic book from the 70s that like
sure, yeah.
just needed an excuse.
Sure.
Well, if it makes you feel better, the second Ghost Rider became Ghost Rider because ninja gangsters attacked his sister. So,
oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is that better?
Okay. Sure. Sure.
Ninjas, man. Come on.
freaking ninjas.
Yeah. So yes, Ghost Rider's origin is silly. But that's okay, I think. Do you like the idea of like the hellbound spirit of vengeance? Like, is that something you can get behind? Like, would it be better if he was, like, a sinner who was going to go to hell, but he became the spirit of vengeance? I'm just saying, like, the spirit of vengeance idea, I love. Like, I'm going to go to... I am hellbound, and I'm attached to this spirit, and it controls me sometimes, and it, like, I need to, you know, find vengeance.
And I think that could be cool. I think part of it, too, is the... maybe I'm just, like, too straight-laced or something. I don't know. But, like, the whole... Like, I think a lot of the appeal for Ghost Rider is just, like, this guy who's in, like, biker clothes and a flaming skull and a flaming motorcycle is supposed to look really cool, right?
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes, yes.
I know. It feels like that's supposed to be a big part of the draw for it. And there's sometimes that I just look at it and I'm like, that's not as cool to me as a lot of the other heroes that are in Marvel.
That's fair. And he's got that like reluctant hero thing going on, while also at the same time he's clearly an anti-hero.
Yeah.
And he can be played as a villain sometimes very easily in comics. But he's also, like, he's one of those characters where it's, like, if he kills someone, it's for a good reason, and it's okay. And, I mean, I think he does have that teams have to be careful to not make it go too far, or it just becomes edgelordy. But I think I think Ghost Rider is a really compelling character. I just think you need to have the right story. And I like this story with him. I like the he's been tricked by an angel.
Yeah.
And like he has one clear motivation. He's like, I gotta get the fuck out of hell. This is awful. And he gets tricked, like he's desperate and he doesn't think about it. And like the one thing that bothers me about Ghost Rider is that we don't get to see him be a spirit of vengeance. We only get to see Johnny Blaze is cursed. And I like the Johnny Blaze is cursed, but also we get to see the spirit of vengeance be all scary and, you know, kill people. Mm. Penance stare them.
I wasn't expecting the whole like chains shooting out of his mouth bit.
Oh yeah, that was I liked that. That was cool.
I did like him like breathing fire into Haas's car and just like incinerating it.
Yeah, as soon as he realizes who Haas is, he's like, fire breath! And he's like, what the fuck? Like, that was so cool. There are some really cool moments in this comic.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny how there's a stunt jump, and they, like, just go... Like, there's a part where Ghost Rider's, like, gotta make a jump over the, like, cracked skyscraper or whatever.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, cool, is there gonna be, like, a stunt jump fight or something? And then it's just like, and then he jumps over. I was like, oh, that was a cool scene, and you did nothing with it. Oh. I don't know. I'm not sure you could have done something great with it. But it was a nice, like, image. I did kind of like the part where the angel is just, like, hitting people with... She just hits the demon with, like, soldiers, and they're like, oh! And they die. The angel's actually really scary, and she never talks. She just walks and, like, kills people. And I thought that was actually, like, a really good way to present her as this, like, super powerful, scary character.
Yeah, so...
Is that a yeah, as in it's gross when she hits people? Like, meh?
No.
Okay.
And one scene that I did like was Ruth pulling the wings off of Malachi.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Also surprising, because she just appears, and that's
right. Yeah.
Perfect, right? Like,
that's, surprise, that's the kind of stuff there you go.
With way too overpowered characters.
Right. Any themes in this comic stick out to you?
I think escape is definitely a repeating theme. Ghost Rider wants to escape hell. The priest, Adam, wants to escape his deal somehow by redeeming himself. Malachi wants to escape the consequences of being in cahoots with Kazan. So like they all kind of want to get out of the consequences of their own actions.
Mm-hmm.
And lies. I mean, lie. Like, well, that's not necessarily a theme because it's just like it's a plot element. But
yeah.
I also think it's got a lot of that like. Heaven and hell and angels and demons, like, they all suck, which is another Garth Ennis thing. He is
right.
He is like, very he is very like anti-religion, I think. Mm-hmm. That's my like personal opinion, but he very commonly will do the like angels are just as bad as demons kind of thing, which
this is like a classic Michael Chilley winners. Actually, the angels and demons are just two sides of the same coin.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. For help, for sure. Hi, Chili.
Okay, so I've got another question for you.
Absolutely.
So I think it's safe to say that, well, usually we ask, you know, is there somebody like seeing the MCU? And so I'm going to reframe it a little bit and say, you know, up to this point, I think it's safe to say that the Ghost Rider movies have been disappointing.
Yeah.
So, let's say that Disney decided that they wanted to add Ghost Rider to the MCU. What do you think would be ways to make that successful? / why do you think the other movies sucked?
Well, I think the other movies sucked because they were trying to, like, make it a superhero movie or, like, a horror movie with... They didn't pick a good story... They didn't go far enough. Like, either he's a superhero or he's, like, a dude who's fucking cursed. And so I think...
I think one way they could do it that could be cool or interesting is to have him have it like, I think it would be weird if he was like, okay, and now, you know, Ghost Rider is going to join the Avengers or whatever, right? Which I don't think they would do. But I think if they had it where, like, you know, Ghost Rider has this thing that is his enemy, and because, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, we're going to be, for this one goal, kind of trying to achieve the same thing, or, you know, something like that, I think could maybe be
something that works. See, I think the way you do Ghost Rider in the MCU well is you have to figure out what character he's going to, like, interact with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's got to be Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Or okay. Punisher.
Okay.
So imagine Punisher's fighting someone and Ghost Rider rides up and he tries to, like, commit vengeance against the Punisher and his enemy at the same time. Or imagine there's a big bad and Doctor Strange comes in, and at first he's trying to fight Ghost Rider because there's a demon here. But then he, like, realizes, oh, you're a human bonded with a demon and we need to send you to hell to fight the big bad, or something like that. I think that could be a really cool move. Sort of a, like, Doctor Strange is there, but Doctor Strange can't go to hell to fight this thing. You're the one who has to go do it. So Doctor Strange will, like, make a portal and help you after you fight minions or something. I think it's more about, like, playing it off of another character. And also, that's a good way to compare them, right? So you see that, you know, Doctor Strange has, like, he's got a normal life and he can go eat a tuna melt, but Johnny Blaze is fucking cursed and there is nothing Doctor Strange can do to help him. I think that's the way you do it.
I guess a speculative question for you is, do you think that, I think they have said that, like, they're going to continue Deadpool and he's going to be part of the MCU. Is that correct?
I think that was a misquote that he's going to be part of the MCU.
Okay. Okay.
I believe they were just like Marvel movies is what they said. So
okay.
There will still be Deadpool movies,
mm-hmm.
and they're under the Marvel brand, but okay. I don't know if Deadpool will be part of it.
Okay.
I'm
basically, the reason why I was saying that was, like, there's also an element where it seems like, I guess, do you think that it's likely that Disney would even want to put him in a movie? Because, like, is it just going to... Are there going to be, like, too many people like your grandma who would be like, you know, little Johnny, you can't go to this movie because it has this, you know, satanic Ghost Rider thing in it?
I mean, I'm gonna put it this way, though. I think that someone being damned is completely within, you know, religious views. And if anything, this is a, like, you don't sell your soul story, like,
sure,
no matter
yeah,
what
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think Disney would do it. I don't think it's, like, they're doing a Blade movie. I cannot imagine how Blade is okay, but Ghost Rider isn't. Like, they're both at that level.
Have you watched Twilight?
Oh my God, Jay, no. You said, I did. I sent you a Twilight GIF earlier today. No.
Brian actually really likes the Twilight movies.
Oh, really? Yeah. I only know about that. I have a funny Twilight story. Okay. When I first started teaching, I got a bunch of book donations from a store called Half Price Books, and I was, like, opening them and I was sorting them, and, like, these books are way too little for fourth graders and these books are way too old. And I got one entire box full of the Twilight books, like 5 copies of each one. Okay. And the teachers were so excited, like, so many of the teachers wanted them, that they made a teacher lending library, and the first book were Twilight books. And I did read the first one, just because I was like, what is the deal? I did not enjoy them, Jay. I'm not a fan.
It's okay, Greg. You don't have to performatively say that you disliked the Twilight books.
I also didn't like blank insert popular book here. That was a bad joke, I'm sorry. Anyways, so I think that Ghost Rider could totally fit in the MCU. There have been rumors that, like, the Punisher is going to be an official MCU character,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting the guy from the Netflix show, and I hope that's true. because I would really love a like Punisher Wolverine movie.
It doesn't really seem like they're going the direction with like Doctor Strange in the Multiverse that would include Ghost Rider, but you know, they've surprised me many times, so you know, what do I know?
I mean, they could do a tease that Ghost Rider exists or something. Sure. And it could just be there are plenty of loose teases that have not gone anywhere in the Marvel universe so far. So,
okay, well, to wrap things up, I guess what were some of your favorite things from this comic arc?
I really liked the way it opened and closed. The like Ghost Rider is suffering eternally. He's riding to try to get to the gate, knowing that he will fail. And then he's caught and like tortured and the ending is exactly the same as the beginning, except now he is torturing the person who lied and tricked him as well. And they both get caught and ripped apart and tortured and everything. And I thought that was like a really interesting way to do it. And it's very Ghost Rider-y. So I enjoyed that a lot. I also really liked how shitty the angels are shown to be. I know it's kind of silly, but I do like the like angels actually suck because they don't care about people thing.
Right.
Because it makes them scary. It's the like, what's scarier than a normal clown is a clown with a knife. Well, like an angel who hates people is pretty fucking scary. So I like that a lot. The scene where like they turn off the pregnant woman because she can see angels, and then one of them's like, you just caused her to have a miscarriage, and he's like, I don't care. I'm like, oh, these guys suck, this is terrible. And then the other Ruth is even worse. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, I like the kind of like conspiracies within conspiracies part of it. So so overall on this arc, does it get a thumbs up, thumbs down? Where are you thinking?
I'm going to give it a thumbs up. If I was able to give two thumbs up, I would give it one thumbs up. I enjoyed it. I liked it. I wish it had played itself a little straighter and a little less over the top.
Yeah.
I have some solid criticisms of it, but at the end of the day, I liked it. I think it's a good story. I even think that they could take this story and change it a bit and make it part of the main Marvel comic universe. But at this time in Marvel, they kind of had the like, they didn't want to make Marvel too modern and dark. And so this would have kind of put them over the line, I think.
Yeah, I feel like I want a grade that is like thumb halfway up.
You can do a what is it, the like shaky hand in the middle.
Okay, sure. There were a fair number of things that I did like about this arc. There were some things that were a little bit over the top, like you said, for me as well. All right, so if you haven't subscribed to our Patreon, I've been told that you're supposed to smash the subscribe button,
subscribe.
Then you'll be able to hear our bonus episode where we're going to talk about Ghost Rider in-game, and then we're going to talk about episode 4 of WandaVision.
Woo!
Which, OMG.
Oh my god.
We're going to have a bit to talk about on that.
Oh my god.
It's all coming together.
I have a couple good list ideas for Ghost Rider as well. I'm excited to talk about them.
Okay, so what's our comic for next week? Oh no!
I'm sorry, Jay, I have a bunch of comics in mind, but I forgot who we're doing next week.
Were we going to do Beast next?
Yes, that's right, we're doing Beast.
And
I will post on social media the comic we're going to do.
Okay. It's my fault that we're doing Beast, because he's one of my favorites, and I want to read a comic about him. So, with that note, thank you, everyone. Listen, subscribe, be awesome, and have fun.